Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Roggoven. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Roggoven. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stevens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh moves to second. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raghavan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from White and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Lapon reaches second base with a double. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Brown reaches second base with a double. Lapon scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall bunts and there's an error on the play. Brown scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens bunts towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 0-for-1 in the game. Roggoven strikes out on a pitch way out of the strike zone. And the ball gets by White, who chases it to the backstop. Roggoven reaches first on the wild pitch. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roggoven moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White bunts towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lipon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards third. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lipon moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marsh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Bearden pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Saul Raghavan. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aloma now pitching. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Vern Stevens now playing third base. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Wilson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Fain reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Fain scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso scores. One out. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive towards the mound. Aloma reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Kinder moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-4 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sheely pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheely for the out. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Vern Stevens. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Kinder covering, for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.